Grace be unto you and peace from God. Let us pray. Holy God, dear Heavenly Father, we humbly thank you for being able to gather at these opening ceremonies of the Pudasjärvi summer services. We thank you for the beauty of this summer, for this country, and for all the goodness which you have granted unto us. We thank you for the gift of life, for our home and family, for our friends, and for everyone near us. Bless us with your grace and your love. Those who are here at the service site and those who are listening on the radio and the internet. Above all, we ask you, we pray, and we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who with his death and resurrection won over the darkness of death. And he built his holy congregation on an unperishing foundation. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you, we ask for your blessing through your Spirit to these services. We pray that the holy gospel of your kingdom would comfort and support and refresh us. Search for those who are lost. Encourage those who are tired, and strengthen each of your followers in a way so that one day they could reach your glory. We pray for all this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Dear invited guests, dear service guests, from near and afar, brothers and sisters in Christ the Lord, on behalf of the Central Association of the Finnish Associations of Peace, it is my joy to wish you all welcome to these summer services here at Pudasjärvi Airport. The city of Pudasjärvi has now received in its midst a great city of festivities with all its services. I warmly thank the RYs of Pudasjärvi and Ranua, the Ranua Kansanopisto, and the other RYs in Ranua and Pudasjärvi for the great preparatory work you have done. And I also thank everyone who has cooperated with us and the authorities, and all others who with their decisions or their work have affected in such a way that we can now quieten ourselves at this moment to hear the word of God. I will bring this greeting from the board of the SRK by reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, in Jesus' name. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. In the northeast, also here in Pudasjärvi and Ranua, over the tens of years, there have been many awakenings. At that, and we have returned with thankfulness to those times many times. They were amazing times when God took hold of people and their lives and transported the child of dust into the from the kingdom of the devil to the kingdom of his dear son. In these awakenings, God took hold of people's lives, awoke them with his word and with their fates, with their suffering, or by the examples of others. And what these awakenings have meant in the life of young people 50 years ago. There was a strong awakening among the youth. Those who found the treasure of their life, the word stopped them. Listen, I have repented. I have had my sins forgiven. A young person who has just received repentance often met another one who was searching, and after a moment was able to rest his hand on his shoulders and say, "You too can believe. All your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, I promise to believe." The grace of God brought inner peace and joy, gave young people security in their life and the trust of faith. The blessing of that awakening is still being experienced here at these summer services in many ways, especially amongst those who are arranging them. The message of the word of kingdom of God was in demand at that time. In our time, on the other hand, has happened a deep dimming of the essence of faith and the foundations of faith. Our Christian faith and knowledge of the Bible has become weak. In recent times, certain studies have showed us alarming details. New atheist visions tend to negate the foundations of faith and the content of faith. And for this reason, it is good that the summer services once again stop us today to ask about the deepest essence of our faith, what is most important in our life. Where do we attach our minds to? What does our life hinge on? We are not seekers of material things alone in this time. we find an inner peace and rest only in the union with God and through our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing God and the Lord Jesus Christ and becoming the child of God are the most valuable and the most important thing in our life. Our church's old Christian doctrine teaches. And that which is most important to us is summarized in the teaching of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount with the words, "Search ye first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness." First of all in our life is the kingdom of God. And as verification of its presence here and now is that holy gospel which calls man to turn and to receive the message of the grace of God and to believe it. He who has found the kingdom of God can later remember, as already as the Buddhasarvi people who live the awakening and who have gone to rest, we can remember them with the same words as Paul mentions to the Colossians. He speaks of their mutual experience. The Heavenly Father has saved us from the power of death and transported us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In him we have salvation and forgiveness of sins. They had experienced a transfer from the power of sin and darkness into the congregation, the kingdom of Christ, to own the forgiveness of sins. This transfer or move, this becoming a child of God, is open to us in the New Testament in many different ways. It is regrettable that our church's current catechism no longer includes, as the earlier catechisms did, a self-examination the basic facets of the Bible, becoming righteous, becoming born again. In our time, the clear teaching of the foundations of faith and the birth of faith and taking care of matters of faith we find that the teachings of our church today and its preaching often seems to define other matters and not the Word of God. This confuses people. However, the church law and the church regulations steer us in all proclamation and teaching to build upon the Holy Word of God. The spirit of confession is best fostered then when we ask that what does the Bible, the highest authority, say to us? In the summer services, as elsewhere in the services of the conservative Lestadians, there is a desire to continuously proclaim and teach based upon the two main principles of the Reformation. According to the first one, the Bible is the highest instruction in life and faith. And second of all, man is made righteous and made acceptable to God by grace, by faith in Jesus Christ. In our sermons, as Luther did, we repeat the main teaching of how man gets his sins forgiven and becomes a child of God, and how he is protected in this portion as a child of God. Dear hearers of the word, the main purpose of the summer services is to gather us to hear the word of God. In the sermon of the word, the holy law of God reveals sin as sin and evil as evil and rebukes because of it. The gospel, by turn, brings to one who understands and feels his sins, it brings peace and the grace of God and the forgiveness of all sins. In the good message of the kingdom of God, Christ, through his Spirit, calls man to the portion of a child, away from the emptiness of life and the meaninglessness of life, into that which lasts forever. There where life is heading in the wrong direction and bothers a person inside, sins and transgressions press down. There we preach the forgiveness of sins. You have permission to believe, even here and now, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. Dear friend, in him is our redemption through his blood. Having our sins forgiven according to the richness of his grace. When man believes in this way and has received his sins forgiven, he has found Christ and his kingdom. These two, Christ and his kingdom, are linked together. In the early days of the New Testament, it is said of Philip, that he proclaimed the good message of the kingdom of God and of Jesus Christ. This change in life, this great change, is called in the New Testament as repentance. The unchanging task of the servants of the word is, according to the command of the Lord, to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. Repentance means, according to the New Testament, true change of mind. And the strength for this is the grace of God, which renews man internally, brings him to new habits of life, and changes his mind to study glory and blessedness which is in heaven. The Apostle Paul exhorted us, search for that which is above, where Christ is. Let us not, dear brothers and sisters, lose in the midst of this time of unsureness, Let us not lose our trust in faith and our hope of the future. Christ has opened a way to us to the resurrection, to the new creation, and to eternal life. Under this sermon of faith, again and again, we can look at the author of our faith and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. We can live by grace, trusting in the good care of God. Our teachers are, even during this, on this summer day, according to the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus, the birds of the heaven and the flowers of the field. Look at the birds of heaven, look at the flowers of the field. God takes care of them. Then surely he will take care of you, says Jesus. Our life is in the care, the good care of the Heavenly Father. He is our God, is a God of hope. His is the past, his is the future. Dear hearers of the word, in our time, there is that which perishes and that which does not. Let us not affix our hearts and minds in this time and its treasures and values. If our heart attaches itself to them, often it seems that the goal in our own time is our own pleasure and enjoyment. And the content too often is that of which the apostle warns the believers in Colossians after the words fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness. When people defend this, they say they themselves know what is right and what is wrong, and then in their own understanding, is the thing that they measure everything with, and everything else becomes relative. At the worst, they lose their responsibility for man before God, and nothing is holy anymore. In our time, there is truly a danger that the Word of God does not have room in the listeners. We can listen to it and listen to it again, in services even. But the life of faith has suffocated. Our faith is suffocated by the richness and the pleasures of this life. We may have a Christian shell in our life, but our life in Christ is dead. For this reason, dear ones, we need to continuously find encouragement to repentance in the Word of God and to affix our minds on heavenly treasures. We need exhortations and encouragement in this endeavor of faith. The exhortation and the teaching and advice. We need the sermon of faith, so that we do not adapt ourselves to this time, but that we receive the power to live in Christ by faith, in his kingdom, in the unity of his kingdom of grace, and in the care and love of the kingdom. And for this reason, we have come to these services. When the speakers at these services come to this place to speak, many of them think of the words of the poet Paavali Ervasti, "Jesus, the Son of Grace, enlighten the shepherds so that under our troubles we can receive the goodness of the Word. Give them the fire of the Spirit, give them comfort, and give them the manna of advice. Help them with thy power to preach forgiveness. Lead with your grace to take care of the wounds of the soul, to search for those who are lost, to refresh those who are weary." In this hymn, we have a vision for our sermons and for our homes and for our Christian upbringing. The basic care of the life of faith and a good conscience happens in the homes. There the child receives what he needs for his life. He receives what he needs for the future. And for this reason, the conservative Lestadians have repeatedly voiced their worry about the crumbling of the basic cornerstone of society, which is family and holy matrimony. We must not forget in our personal life, and hopefully it is not forgotten by the lawmakers of our land, that marriage is based upon God's creation, a permanent bond between man and woman. Its basic task is to continue life and to bear children. But marriage is also a gift of God for the mutual life of the spouses, for their best and for their richness, and for their protection and for their blessing. It is sorrowful that even wider and wider, the Christian concept of marriage is being crumbled by various outlooks and visions, and gender neutrality, the equality in marriage. It is a good thing that in believing homes, parents and children can live from the same gospel, which brings power to life, strength into life, and brings forgiveness of sins. Today, dear travel friends, young and old, here and on the radio and the internet, we have come to this place where God takes care of us, where the Redeemer feeds us and refreshes us and supports us. In him is our redemption, the forgiveness of our transgressions by the richness of his grace in his name and blood. Even one who is weary can believe, sins forgiven. This grace carries, and this faith brings us forward. It has safe signposts along the way in the Word of God, which lasts forever. Dear service guests, be heartfelt welcome to these summer services.